interpersonal communication. If you plan on becoming a coach, one of the elements that you should strongly focus on is communication, both in terms of communications between you and your participants of your course and as a topic of your training courses and workshops. Failure to understand the rules or a way in which a cocktail is prepared can result in an unappetizing looking drink. Similarly, communication errors during a training course may have an unpleasant consequence and can also ruin your reputation. Forwarding information is concerned not only with words, but also with body language. 2/3 of the information we collect on people is based not on what they say, but on their posture, facial expressions, and gestures. You are also observed and judged, whether you are behind the bar or fulfilling the role of a coach. People focus on the way you look, what you say, and how you say it, and on how you behave in various situations. As a result, the skill to control the signals that we send to other people is important, both ones of verbal and non-verbal nature. Work on yourself, on the way you speak, on your diction and pace of speech. Remember that your primary goal is to be understood. Do not gesticulate too much, but do not stand upright looking rigid either. Balance and common sense are best in everything that we do. Control your own habits. Before you go out to a group, try to collect as much information as you can on how other people perceive you. Do you tend to interrupt others when they speak? Are you impatient? Do you easily initiate contact with strangers? What do your clothes and face look like when you move? These aspects are important in the work of a coach, just like in that of a bartender. Therefore, maybe it would be good to work on them, or at least identify your weaknesses and your strengths. We perceive the world and other people from our own point of view, which more often than not disrupts their real image. We are in contact with many people, each of whom is different. We expect feedback. As a result, awareness of different forms and varieties of communication is important, as well as knowledge concerned with how to use them properly, both at work and outside the workplace. This will allow you to achieve good communication effects at the least. Obstacles arise during various stages of the communication process. They may be discouraging, they may result in misunderstandings or even conflicts and evoke negative emotions. A bartender is particularly exposed to such situations. For example, one of the guests at the bar is obviously drunk, but insists on having one more drink, or other guests are too loud. You have to react quickly, sympathetically, and effectively. You will use similar methods when conducting your training courses. If, after being shown how to make a thin and even spiral from a lemon peel, one of your course participants still does it incorrectly, find another way to explain how it should be done. This is your task. Do not get discouraged. Take it easy. Consider this is a challenge that will get easier with every new participant.